Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. The National Weather Service says the snowfall is expected to wind down this morning as the system moves out of Minnesota. Moose Lake received 8.3 inches. Hermantown, Baxter, and Rothsay are reporting 7 inches. 6.5 fell in Brainerd and Pelican Rapids. 5 inches near Garfield in Douglas County. 4.2 at Two Harbors. 3.5 in Cloquet. And 3 inches in Motley. The Twin Cities in southern Minnesota got an inch or two. The strong winds continue this morning statewide. The snowstorm is blamed for lots of crashes and vehicles off the road in Minnesota. National Weather Service meteorologist Mike Greisinger says if you're traveling to Grandma's for Turkey Day,
if you plan on driving for ahead of the Thanksgiving holiday, we kind of would suggest wait till Wednesday afternoon. Avoid non-essential driving and non-essential travel into Wednesday morning.
He says the strong winds have created dangerous road conditions. Today's expected to be the busiest day before Thanksgiving at MSP Airport, and there could be some flight delays and cancellations. Spokesman Jeff Lee says nearly 47,000 people will clear the security checkpoints.
That's not even counting our connecting travelers and those that are arriving, but it's a gauge of how busy our lobbies are going to be. Even before you reach the front door, you may encounter some busy roadways, and then certainly they're trying to find parking if you're coming in from a long way.
He says be sure to check with your airline before arriving at the airport. The Minnesota BCA is investigating a shooting by a Wright County Sheriff's deputy that wounded a man with a knife in Monticello. Authorities were called to the report of a man with a large knife yelling in the street last night near the Monticello Country Club. The report says a suspect ignored commands to drop the knife and deputies used a taser, but that didn't stop him. Another deputy fired his gun, striking the man. First aid was administered and he was taken to North Memorial in stable condition. The golf season is likely over in the state following the latest snowfall. Minnesota Golf Association Executive Director John Mays says it looks like rounds played increased again in 2025.
We can definitively say that it was a successful golf season. We faced some early season hurdles with some weather, including wet conditions and smoky conditions. But despite that, rounds posted throughout the state across all categories are up.
He says golfers were able to play well into November again this year in Minnesota. And the Minnesota Wild wrap up a 3-game road trip tonight against the Blackhawks in Chicago. Minnesota has won 5 straight and is 7-0-1 in their last 8 games. The Wild are coming off back-to-back shutouts in Pittsburgh and Winnipeg. Jasper Wallstedt made 32 saves in the 3-0 win over the Jets on Sunday. Philip Gustafson is expected to start in net tonight in Chicago. This is MNN.